Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hello, this is Mike King with Merry Man Herbs. It's a Better Life show, and today we have with us again, I guess I could say my favorite person to interview, Cheryl Myers. She's the International Chief of Scientific Affairs and Education for Europharma, and I always say international because she's actually the Chief of Scientific Affairs and Education for Europharma. But I say international because she deals with people all over the world. So I promoted her. I don't know if Terry knows that or not. Have you ever told him that I promoted you?
No, I haven't. But maybe when the next job evaluation comes around, I'll say, you know what? Mike King promoted me already. So
yeah.
Let's get on board.
Yeah, I'll probably get a call from him. He'd be like, Mike.
Maybe.
Oh, I just love Terry and your company. It's absolutely wonderful. You do a massive amount of education, a lot of training. I've been for I don't know how many trainings. I was in Arizona in January, which I was really excited about, and got to meet some of the leading health food store nutritionists, doctors, scientists. It was just absolutely phenomenal. I'm still getting things from that. But today, Cheryl, we're going to be talking about saffron lift, curcumin, the Curamed, all kinds of different things, but mainly it's about mood today. And I know everybody is needing that. But before we really get into the education bit on the saffron and mood and all of that, tell us a little bit more about yourself and Europharma, the wonderful company. Also, you have the Terry Naturally line of products.
Right. Well, my first degree was in nursing, so I am a registered nurse.
Okay.
And then, so I worked for a while in mainstream medicine. And one of my jobs was working as a pain control specialist in hospice care,
oh,
with end-of-life issues. And my hospice patients were using everything and taking everything. I had cancer patients, AIDS patients,
yeah,
end-stage cardiac patients. They were taking herbs. They were taking,
oh, yeah,
vitamins.
Yeah.
They were doing touch therapy. They were doing hypnosis. They were doing chiropractic. They,
mm-hmm,
were doing Reiki. They, all of these different things that I had never learned about when I went to college. And so in order to answer their questions, they would, when they asked me, I had to do my own research,
oh, yeah,
and try to figure out what they're talking about.
Right, right, yeah.
Well, then I got really interested because
yeah,
sometimes what they were doing, I wish I could tell you I saw a miracle cure. I did not. But
right,
I saw people live much longer and much healthier lives than the doctors ever expected that they could.
Healthier, you happier, and longer. Yeah,
yes,
that's
you
what
know,
I always say.
And
yeah,
even though they were terminally ill, they did, you know, maybe, uh-huh, the doctors thought they had a few months, they might live a year or two.
Right.
So I thought, you know, especially with some of the nutritional therapy.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the other hand, I saw some people get ripped off like you wouldn't believe, because there,
yeah,
are vultures out there that take advantage of people at their weakest moment to try to,
yes,
sell the bogus,
they do,
goods and products. They,
mm-hmm,
do. So I kind of developed this love-hate relationship and had this deep question of how do you tell the difference between the charlatans and the ones that are out there to make a difference in the world.
Right.
And be careful what questions you ask,
mm-hmm,
because next thing I knew, I was sucked body and soul into the natural medicine world. I've been working in integrative medicine now for 22 years.
Oh, wow.
I met Terry Limrond at his previous company, the previous company he founded. Enzymatic therapy.
Right.
And then he hired me. So when I met him, he hired me with no experience whatsoever in this industry,
hmm,
because he liked my medical background.
Right.
And he wanted somebody to do the medical research behind the products to help answer questions and to work with their professional team. And that's how I started. So I learned from the greatest in the business.
Oh, yeah.
And I had the best job in the world, which is I got paid to read and write and learn things, which I probably would have done for free. So...
Yeah, that's what I do. That's what I do all the time. I'm always researching. I'm passionate about it. And that's why I like talking with you and getting information from you, because you do the same thing that I do. You know, I do it kind of on the side. I've been doing it for years and years. And it's a passion. And I also have employ a couple people that work for me that also do additional research. They're always bringing me something new. Like, hey, did you just hear about this on PubMed or this new publication? And there's always something going on in the industry, which makes it really exciting.
For sure. And so when Terry started his second, but so fast forward, now we're talking 22 years ago,
mm-hmm,
that I started working in this world. He started a second company, which is Europharma.
Right.
And he needed somebody to run the scientific affairs and education department. So he hired me, he invited me. And that's a true measure, I think, of your respect for someone is when when you're willing to work for them a second time.
Yes.
Because now you know what you're getting into, right?
He's kind of joked about that, but I think everybody highly respects you, Cheryl. I know you've published articles in magazines and all kinds of things, and you long lectures and interviews, and you're great to interview on my show, and I really appreciate you giving us the time here and the information, because you know what's going on in the industry. In fact, I've even called you about different things from time to time, too. So you're a great source of information.
That's so kind of you.
Oh, you're welcome.
So for folks who don't know what Europharma is, Europharma is the parent company of the retail brand Terry Naturally.
Right.
So you don't go in looking for the Europharma label. That's the parent company. And we have Terry Naturally, which is our retail brand. We also have an animal health line called Terry Naturally Animal Health.
Yes, you
do.
So
that's why, since we have those different brandings, that's why we have the parent company Europharma, and then we also have these brands. But the one that most people know us by is Terry Naturally.
Yes. And that, again, I usually mention Europharma because that is the company. But Terry Naturally is the brand. Now, today we're going to be talking about saffron. Does so many things. There's many impressive health benefits, some of which is it's an antioxidant. It may improve the mood and treat depressive symptoms. It may have cancer-fighting properties. It may reduce even PMS symptoms. It may even act a little bit, help with the libido as an aphrodisiac, and maybe reduce your appetite. I've seen it in a lot of weight loss products, and it's very easy to add to your diet. Saffron is that little saffron crocus that I think back in the day, still today is in gourmet cooking. You add it to your potatoes or whatever. It's very, very expensive. I think you can maybe tell us about the quality and all. It'll probably come up in our talks here. But I also know it's good for cataracts too. And I'm taking that because I'm actually keeping my cataracts from getting any worse. I don't know. The doctors are like, as always, they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, my doctor's like, only you, Mike. Only you would know how to do all this stuff. He says, I don't know what you're doing, but it's working. So anyway, there's a lot of positive benefits with saffron, but I think this product that we're going to be talking about mainly is Saffron Lift, and it's more focused on the mood and so forth. So tell us a little bit about saffron and then just go right on into the product. I'll just let you go, Cheryl.
All righty. Well then, well, let's back up a little bit about mood. You know, we are certainly right now living in a very stressful situation, and even if we don't have massive amounts of stress every single day, like not wondering if we'll have a roof over our head or enough to eat, fortunately most of us are not in that kind of situation, but we still have this underlying, constantly irritating level of stress.
We
are also not able to get out and move around as much or interact as much, and so we are seeing an enormous increase in difficulties in mood, and in fact, outright diagnoses of depressive disorders.
Mm-hmm.
So because of all of these things that are going on, I think it's extremely timely to look at the fact that when your mood is consistently low, whether you have a diagnosis of depression or not, but when you just don't enjoy the things that you used to enjoy.
Right.
When you're maybe able to get up and go to work, but you just feel draggy and fatigued all the time. It's hard to get excited about things, and you miss the old days where you felt like you had more joy in your life. That is not because you are not trying hard enough.
Okay.
That is not just because of what's going on outside of you. There are actual physical changes that happen in our brain that affect our thinking and perception.
Right.
And
one of those things, I know people, they wake up in the morning and they're like, I just want to go back to sleep. I don't want to deal with this. What's wrong with me? There's actually, a physical chemical currents that's going on. It's not just all in your head. There's actually, we talk about serotonin and cortisol and GABA. And so, you're exactly right with all that, Cheryl.
Yeah. So when somebody breaks their leg, everybody understands, leg has been broken. So it's going to affect your walking behavior.
Right.
And people understand that. And what can we do to help you get your walking back to normal again? And so you might undergo physical therapy and treatments and certain supplements to speed up the bone knitting.
Put a cast on,
Absolutely. All kinds of things that you can do to get your walking behavior back to where it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But when something isn't working right in your brain, your mind's broken.
Right.
We start to say, well, pull yourself up by your own bootstraps and hey, just cheer up, or hey, girly, focus on the positive.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't recognize that something's not working correctly. It's affecting perception. It's affecting mood, and something needs to be physically repaired or fixed. Or
yes.
At least we need to try to remove what's causing these physical changes in the
right.
first
and
place.
A lot of times it'll affect your sleep. It may affect your immune system. And then just overall, too, if you're depressed and other people around you are like, wow, you know, I don't want to be around you. You're just down all the time, or you're not talking, or you're moody. And it just kind of can be a snowball effect there, too. And, you know, what can we do about that? What can we do, Cheryl?
Well, we need to understand that there are things that we can do to help improve the physical activity of the brain.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean you don't work on the outside parts.
Right.
That doesn't mean I'm a big proponent of certain kinds of therapies and
holistic.
Talking to people
mm-hmm.
about your issues. I feel like there should not be any stigma attached to that whatsoever.
Right.
That can help so many people.
Oh, sure.
And if if you're in a situation, or if you've got toxic people in your life that are constantly affecting you in a negative manner, yes, take those steps to extricate yourself.
Oh, sure,
but
sure.
But also look at what's happening inside your brain.
Okay.
A lot of issues that have to do with mood changes are associated with inflammation, and to a somewhat lesser degree, oxidative stress.
Yes.
In fact, they have found that people with depression have higher levels of inflammation in the brain than individuals who do not have depression.
Okay, and we've talked about what atypical, is that called atypical depression?
Nope.
No.
Both kinds.
Okay.
Typical and atypical. People that have a depressive disorder, whether it's considered typical or atypical.
What's the difference?
The difference between typical and atypical is typical tends to be straightforward depression.
Okay.
Where everything is slowed down. Depressed means like to push down or to slow down.
Yes.
So individuals are spending enormous amounts of time in bed. Their speech is slower. They don't have very much affect in their face.
Eeyore.
Eeyore.
Yeah. Okay.
Very slowed down.
That's typical depression then. Okay.
That's typical depression. And it's split about 50-50. Atypical depression, individuals are able to function better. They can rise to the occasion so let's say they go to a birthday party for their granddaughter.
Yeah.
And they really love their granddaughter, and there's lots of laughter and bright lights and cake and good things going on, so that their mood can rise temporarily. But the second that the positive stimulus is taken away, they sink back into depression.
Into Eeyore. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And it's not really bipolar, because that's wild swings.
No,
that's wild swings. But this is just if there's stimulus.
If there's good stimulation, they can come back up to normal for short periods of time. But then when the stimulus is removed, they sink back into depression.
Okay.
That's called atypical.
Okay.
Typical depression is a little more straightforward and responds more to pharmaceutical intervention.
Okay.
Atypical depression is not as straightforward and generally does not respond very well to pharmaceutical intervention.
Oh, that's interesting. And I really appreciate your clarification on all this, because people get so confused and you start, atypical and typical. So basically, typical depression is like Eeyore and it responds to pharmaceuticals. Atypical is when you have stimulus, it'll hold you up, but without it, you're Eeyore again, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Okay.
Although I have to say that even with typical depression, pharmaceuticals are not always fully effective.
Yes, that's true. Yes, I agree. Yeah.
But they do tend to respond better in that group.
The response
is following
possible.
A more typical path.
Okay.
So when we look at inflammation in the brain, one of the best things that we can do to alleviate inflammation, well, we'll move to that, but if you get the inflammation down, then when inflammation is running rampant, it interferes with how our brain makes and utilizes things called neurotransmitters. And you've already referred to that.
Yes.
You've talked about dopamine and serotonin. You know, these
GABA,
important,
right.
you know, right. these important brain chemicals that help us to feel calm and in control and focused and up for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they affect our perception. We think we are who we are. We are not.
Yeah, I try.
We are not.
I try. So inflammation is really bad for your brain. It's bad for everything. Short term, you know, it's kind of healing. But chronic inflammation, I know, is just bad overall. I guess thinking you're going to segue into the curcumin product here, right? Because that's super good for that.
A little bit about both, but first, you have to understand that you can also have inflammation in your brain, and it doesn't mean you get arthritis in your knees and your knuckles.
Right.
So inflammation, just, you know, you may have higher levels than normal of inflammation in your brain and not necessarily be in pain elsewhere in your body. It's weird that things like this can happen, but it is what it is. So we need to do two things to help people feel healthier and to get their mood back into a healthier perspective. And number one is to alleviate that inflammation. But also importantly is we have to modulate those neurotransmitters so that we make sure that they are being made, and number two, not just that enough of them are being made, but that they stay active longer in the brain, or they stay active long enough in the brain to really have an impact. So
Yes, and those are key, and I think sometimes the drugs try to do that, but then they go overboard, or you get addicted to them, or they don't, they'll work for a while and they'll stop working. I mean, I think everybody's kind of maybe looking for something that's natural that can kind of support that mechanism like we do with everything, all the other healing processes in our body.
The way that drugs work, the vast majority of antidepressant medications are called selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and the abbreviation is SSRI.
Yes.
And these are your products like Prozac and Zoloft and those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Now, the way they work is they keep serotonin from being taken out of circulation. So your body makes the serotonin, and then the serotonin is disposed of eventually. Well, it slows down the disposal process so that serotonin levels naturally raise in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if depression and mood disorders was merely a serotonin deficiency, we would have cured them by now.
Okay. There,
you know, it is not. Is serotonin a part of the puzzle? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's why some people do get some relief from using pharmaceuticals, is because at least it's boosting its serotonin.
Okay.
The problem is you take the drug away and those serotonin levels plummet, and then they feel even worse than they began.
Right.
That's why I always tell people, if you're listening today and you're thinking, I want to go all natural, but I'm on a prescription, please, please, please talk to your doctor.
Oh, yes, yes.
About make sure that they're on board.
Mm-hmm.
And then make sure that you're weaning off very, very slowly, because if you take away that support and your body has learned to lean on it,
right,
you can fall down. You can be miserable.
Yeah, throw you under
the bus,
as I say. Yeah, throw you under
Absolutely.
The bus. Yeah, you don't want that.
Oh, so now, moving on to saffron, which is one of my favorite herbs. By the way, it is, you mentioned its use as a spice. It is the most expensive spice in the world.
Yes.
In fact, it takes 1,000 flowers of that little crocus you mentioned.
Yes.
To produce 1 ounce of saffron.
Wow.
So
wow.
Very, very expensive. So how does saffron work? Well, it does a lot of really interesting things with the neurotransmitters in the brain. And that is that it helps to lower cortisol, which is a stress hormone.
Yes.
But it also helps to, you mentioned GABA earlier,
mm-hmm.
it helps to keep GABA active in the brain longer. It also helps with some of the other neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine,
mm-hmm.
but it helps to restore those levels and keep them active. So saffron is very active on the neurotransmitter system, those brain chemicals that affect how we perceive the world and our mood. You know, a person who has bodacious levels of these feel-good compounds in their brain and it starts to rain are going to laugh and sing and say, boy, are the flowers going to grow. And a person who has extremely low levels of these chemicals in their brain and it starts to rain are going to say, see, the weather's awful every day.
Oh, negative. Negative.
Yes.
Okay.
So, same stimulus, same person, chemicals will affect your depression and your perception of the world. So there's been some great research on saffron. And saffron, unfortunately, because saffron is popular and the research is really exploding, we're starting to see a lot of adulteration because saffron's
expensive.
Oh,
yeah, we always have to, like with elderberry and even CBD, you name it, when it gets popular.
Yes.
That happened to the kava years ago, too. And in fact, people got, I think there was a couple deaths with that. But yeah, you got to really watch that. And I know your company's really good at that. So what's going on with that?
Yeah. That's great. But that's why I always encourage people to work with a knowledgeable health food store with knowledgeable staff invests in education.
Yes.
Because they are sorting for you. They are looking for companies that have a long history of quality.
Yes.
Brick and mortar companies that have all of their quality assurance and quality control practices buttoned up.
Right.
That are doing the laboratory work prior to make sure that you're getting what you're paying for.
Right.
But saffron can be super effective. So it has a couple of different studies that show that it can be not just useful for depression, but also for anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's another benefit of saffron, and that is that it helps to rein in snacking. Now,
yes, I was reading that saffron stops stress eating. Tell me about that. I was reading about that. Yeah.
First, first, I am not judging. I am reporting
okay.
that many people self-medicate with food because they feel so miserable.
I can't argue with that. Yeah,
you
I do that, I think.
I'm not judging. It's yeah. like sometimes there's a reason they call them comfort food.
Chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate.
Cookies.
Cookies. Yeah. Ice cream is a big one.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah.
So sometimes, you know, these, and it's never broccoli, is it?
No, so, it's not.
And that's yeah. because there are certain foods that stimulate mm-hmm. a quick release of the good neurotransmitters
the
in our brain.
Sugar, give us a little, the carbs, oh, yeah.
A little dopamine release, a little,
right.
ooh, that feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, so people are trying to make themselves feel better. They feel down. They're down in the dumps. They want that. They don't
lift.
Realize that they don't want the ice cream. They want that little kick
mm-hmm.
of serotonin in their brains. They want that little kick of dopamine in their brains. So,
well, I know sugar is actually considered an addictive drug. Just because of yeah. that, because of the way it works, because of that quick response, and then because you keep having to take it over and over and over again to get that, and you get less and less of a result with it, too. And then you have the effect of blood sugar issues and weight gain and all kinds of other things.
So what we find is that when people have issues with mood disorders, whether their mood's a little bit down or even if they're anxious, as they tend to snack a lot.
Yes.
And they did a study in mildly overweight women who were snacking,
mm-hmm.
had a certain amount of snacking going on, emotional eating, so to speak. And they found that using the saffron reduced their snacking by 55% compared to placebo.
And they lost 2.2 pounds. I'm reading that here, too. Yeah.
They lost.
Yeah, they lost some weight.
They lost a couple pounds. Now,
yeah.
I don't talk about saffron as a weight loss powder,
right?
Because it's mild. You still have to do, you know, you still have to change up your diet and
sure.
you have to get more activity. But it does. If part of your issues with eating are the emotional aspects of eating,
mm-hmm.
absolutely, it can help you maintain your weight so that you don't see your weight just creeping up and creeping up and creeping up 4 or 5 pounds a year.
And that could be depressing.
That could be depressing as well.
Right. So, yeah, I think, yeah, go ahead.
So we have this really great saffron
mm-hmm.
That's clinically studied that we're using in our product called Saffron Lift. And the saffron is, as I said, it's called EP15. It's clinically studied.
Now, that's very important, Cheryl, because EP15, that's trademarked. That means that's the one that's clinically studied. It's branded. You're uh-huh. going to have a standardization there, a quality there. And that's what I look for in a lot of products, just like your curcumin products. It's the BCM95 or the curcugreen. So, you know, you look mm-hmm. for those registered or branded trademarks because you know it's coming from a true source and it's standardized. And in general, there's usually a massive amount of clinical studies on that. So you're telling me the EP15 is what's in the product. It's from
right.
the saffron crocus stigma extract, and there's probably a lot of studies on it, right?
Right. And then the other half of Saffron Lift
uh-huh.
is the BCM95 curcumin.
Okay.
Because remember when we said there's two parts to healing the brain?
Yes.
And one part has to do with the modulation and making sure that you have healthy and bodacious levels of the brain neurotransmitters that impact mood.
Mm-hmm.
The other half of it is reducing brain inflammation.
Inflammation.
And there is nothing better than that than BCM95 curcumin, which is our curcumin that's enhanced with turmeric essential oil, which boosts absorption about 700%.
Yes.
It's the most clinically studied enhanced absorption curcumin in the world.
I just know it's the best, Cheryl. It's the best. I've seen it firsthand. I take it myself. I've dealt with thousands of clients and customers, and I've tried all the different brands and looked at all the research, and I will vouch for that. That's why I love your company, because you make the best curcumin. You just do. You make the best curcumin on the market today. I can't find anything better, and I actually don't think there will be anything better because you've got it perfected.
Well, you're very kind.
I'm being honest.
I think it is, too,
yeah.
but, you know, take it with a grain of salt because I also work for the company, but I have to
yeah.
say that I don't believe that it's just because the curcumin's absorption is boosted. I
uh-huh.
think it's because of the compounds that we find in turmeric essential oil that are not found in any other curcumin product.
Right, and you add that essential oil, and I think that's a
right.
critical part of that product. Most
right.
You're like the only ones that do that, plus all of the other synergies you put in there, too, which are phenomenal. The phospholipids and all that stuff. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, that's a patented process, the way that the turmeric essential oil and the curcumin are bound together.
Mm-hmm.
But the turmeric essential oil delivers compounds called turmerones that themselves are anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer. They help to energize curcumin and keep it in the active form longer.
Right.
So I really do think that this is a match made in heaven, those two together.
Yes.
So in our saffron lift, so now we've got the clinically studied saffron that's working more on the neurotransmitter side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the curcumin, the clinically studied curcumin, that's working more on the inflammation side of things.
Right. So you have the cake and the icing.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And
you can have your cake and eat it too.
There you go.
Yeah.
The curcumin, our BCM95 curcumin, has four published studies that are looking specifically at major depressive disorder.
Okay.
And one of the studies was in comparison to fluoxetine, and fluoxetine is the generic Prozac,
right,
where it worked as well as the Prozac in alleviating depression without the adverse effects.
Yes, and I remember that, and that's just amazing, and you should repeat that. It was equivalent to that,
mm-hmm.
to the drug.
It did. It worked as well as the drug without the adverse effects.
And all we've been talking about is benefits. Everything from helping with the what we call the stress eating to cataracts to all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So
yeah.
When you put these together and you're targeting mood and brain health,
mm-hmm.
This, to me, is the perfect combo because both have been clinically studied and they work in somewhat different ways. Curcumin is also the other way that it boosts mood and helps people with healthy brain activity is via stimulation of something called BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. You don't have to remember that. But that is what triggers the creation of new brain cells. Now, when I was a kid, my mom always said, you know, don't fall off your bicycle because you only got so many brain cells and
mm-hmm.
Because that's the way people believed is that your brain does not make new brain cells.
But it does now, I think. Yeah.
It does. It
mm-hmm.
doesn't make very many.
No.
But it does make new brain cells every single day. And there have been studies that have shown that people who have depression and people who have low mood
mm-hmm.
have lower levels of brain cell creation
okay.
than people who have average mood or above average.
Interesting. So this will help That'll help slow that down.
It'll help speed that up.
I mean, it'll speed that up, but it'll help the death slow down, but it'll speed up the brain cell production.
Right.
It
speeds up brain cell production. And that's really an amazing thing because
yes.
there hasn't been any pharmaceutical or nutraceutical that's been shown to stimulate BDNF as much as curcumin.
That's awesome. Hey, Cheryl, guess what?
What?
We're out of time.
Oh, it's just life, doesn't
it? Yes. So anyway, thank you so much. It's been wonderful. We've learned so much today, and we're going to have you back on again because there's so much more to talk about. So Cheryl, you have a wonderful, blessed day.
Thank you so much. It's always a joy to be here.
If you would like to listen to this show again, go to merriman.com/radio. That's MARIMANN.com.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merriman Earth.
Hello, this is Mike King from Merry Man Herbs. We are open daily, 9 to 5, Monday through Saturdays, and noon to 5 on Sundays. Please remember, during these stressful times, we have a wide selection of leading products for stress, immunity, and your everyday health needs. Don't forget, we also have assorted food items and spices for those of you cooking at home. If you need to shop from home, visit our new e-commerce site at shopmerryman.com or give us a call at 217-429-1555 to ship or pick up your order.
Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Herbs.
Merryman Herbs, 1405 Merryman Lane, Decatur, Illinois, or give us a call at 217-429-1555. You can find us on the web at www.merryman.com.